it's like, how much more black could this be? And the answer is none. None.
Is that good?
More black.
I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Murray Valeriano.
And I'm Courtney Cronin Dole.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And today we are recording, we're not in the studio, we're at my house, we're in the rock room, and Courtney's going crazy about everything she's seen in the rock room.
Because I
you've never been here before.
I haven't been here, but I also have like almost all of the same stuff you have. So,
so
it's fun.
Murray's right when he says we have the same what, Murray?
Shitty taste in music.
we disagree with you, but okay.
That's fine.
That's your opinion.
Courtney Cronin dulled through me.
I know, because you call me Courtney Cronin.
Courtney Cronin. She's always been, I've known Courtney for God knows how long, and all throughout the whole comedy community, she's just known as Courtney Cronin.
Yeah.
Not Courtney.
We didn't use that last name.
Courtney Cronin.
That's what she said. She said, just, I'm only doled when I'm at the house making pancakes for my hubby.
Oh.
That's what she told me. She didn't really say that.
I don't make pancakes.
What do you make? What's your dish
Waffles.
Of choice? What do you make?
I actually make handmade ravioli. I'm actually a decent cook.
I didn't say you weren't.
No, I am. And my husband's vegan, so I have to make a lot of vegan stuff. I make my own seitan, and
just like
I cook almost
vegan.
Every day.
You make him Satan?
She has a bunch of recipes autographed hanging on her wall.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Guy Fieri.
Oh, pumpkin ravioli.
So thank you both for driving out to the house today.
Oh, absolutely.
It's what did you say? 91 degrees in Woodland Hills right now.
It's pretty hot.
It's
here.
So.
Yeah.
Fucking hot.
I know, it's fucking hot.
You've been inside all day.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
I know. I have the air conditioner on in this room.
I spent all morning in a Dave and Buster's playing video games.
That's what you do every
freezing.
Saturday morning.
Well, it's Saturday.
So. Were your wife and kid missing you? Where's dad?
No, they know where I go on Saturdays.
Did you have a beer at this?
He's at D&B.
Did you have a beer?
No, I didn't, because it started at 10.
Right. Did you have a beer?
No, but a lot of the other dads were like, glug, 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 and playing Miss Pac-Man. Like, what? I don't understand people who drink that early. I'm not against drinking. I'm a drinker.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, 10's a little early.
10's early.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to go home and nap after that. And yeah. I don't got time for that shit.
No. If you want to lie out, spread out on the couch right now,
Well, I would have had a beer had I known that.
And Kyra, you've been inside the entire day.
Yeah.
You've been playing video games.
Mm-hmm. I have to review a video game, so.
What game it was? Oh, you were reviewing that game?
Yeah.
What do you give it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Like a 7.
7? That's not bad.
Yeah. Who are you reviewing it for? Your friends?
Yep. No, popculturebeast.com.
Oh, okay. Beast.com. Right.
Still, I wouldn't even know going, how to huh? do that. My review would be, I don't know how to do this. I can't figure this out.
I couldn't. The interface wasn't good.
Dude, if I think, like, not, I'm old guy alert. Just think about like Dragon Slayer. Do you remember that video game?
Yeah.
Remember how like, oh my God, this is amazing. Dude, I sat in the cockpit of an X-Wing fighter today and blasted this Death Star out of the sky.
It's a little bit different.
It's so fucking crazy, man.
Courtney, do you remember the Journey video game?
Yes, I do. Weren't you just shooting bugs, basically?
You're just shooting bugs.
Like the
like
Frontiers
scarabs.
Cover or something.
I figured you'd be shooting vocal cord polyps or something.
It was weird, too. The bodies were all the same. They just had like the Journey guy's head's real face on it, but like their face would just turn. You know what I mean? Like
it would just like flip.
It would just flip. Yeah, it was bad.
I'm afraid to open this can of worms, but was there ever a Kiss video game?
Yes.
There's a Kiss pinball machine.
Oh, I have that. Okay.
And there's a shooter for PlayStation that was like a Psycho Circus when it came out.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
You would think that
I played the video slot machine. That's kind of fun.
Did you win? Did
of course off? Not. No, and it's a penny slot, which are so boring. Yeah. I just played it because
are you still
Kiss.
A gambler?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it.
Of course. This close to a divorce at all times.
Do you travel to Vegas to lay down some, what do you call it?
I do. I used to play a ton of poker, but... You know,
yeah, I played poker with you back in the day.
Yeah, when I was terrible.
You
I used
Janae?
To lose to you and Mark Fernandez badly.
Fern's good though, man.
He's
Fern's
very
really good.
He's very good.
Is this like a fun game or a serious game?
It's pretty, Fern's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Like we get there and he's already playing online. Like this is before PokerStars was taken offline and we couldn't play here in California.
Gotcha. You can put your computer right here if you want to, because I don't have my computer now.
Really.
I can even slide over and give you.
I have a there's really a bar in, there's a bar in Portland that has those pinball machines, 70s pinball machines. The backs of them just hanging up on the walls as decoration.
Oh, that's cool.
So they have Kiss, they have Stones. I have pictures of them somewhere. Maybe I'll give them to you and you can post them on the site.
That's
They're
okay.
Pretty cool.
Come on, that's fun.
It's all right.
That's good fun.
I'm still looking around the room. I'll pay attention soon. I'm like just so sucked into this.
Dweezil Zappa. Well, here's what we're here for today. We're I asked Murray, last time Murray was here, we did an episode called Green. Mm-hmm. We did songs that just had Green in the title. And I said,
it was terrible.
The songs were terrible, boring yeah.
and depressing.
Yeah.
And
is it like, it's not easy being green?
Only if it was that good.
Yeah, I wish.
Oh,
it was, everything was just so like slice your wrist.
So
man.
We said we would do, the next time you're on, we would do Black.
Right.
We said, there's got to be great Black songs. And so we've been getting rave reviews on Courtney being here with her episode that's has dropped just a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this would be a good one for Courtney to join. And then she can see the Rock Room.
Right.
So she's here too.
I'm never leaving. I'm sleeping over.
She's here too. So
Pat texted me. He's like, hey, you want to record on Saturday? I'm like, let me check, you know, check with the wife. I'm like, well, I got a thing and I got to go to the video game, but I think I'd be there by 3:00. He's like, great. And Courtney. I'm like, what? And Courtney what? Courtney's coming.
I think you're paraphrasing. I have it right here.
I have it too.
No, I have it. I have it right here.
Courtney, look around the room while we fight.
I'm looking.
I said we are all locked in with Courtney too.
What does that mean?
Well, I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Hold on, let me bring it up. Oh no.
And you said what about Courtney? And I said with Courtney too.
Was welcome to text talk.
And then you said me, you, and Courtney.
No. You wrote and we're all locked in with Courtney too. I don't know what that means.
You didn't mention
that she was coming.
He means he's locking us in this room.
Yeah, we're locking us in.
And he's going to hold us hostage. And he's going to force you to listen to the entire Kiss catalog.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I was going to say it's like your escape room, but you never want to get out.
No, exactly.
Okay, so songs with Black in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Murray, you said you picked ones that you didn't think Courtney and I would pick. Yeah. I also picked ones that I didn't think that you guys would pick. And Courtney picked whatever she picked.
Right.
Well, I tried. I mean, I know you and I have more in common musically than Murray and I do, but I know Murray a little bit about your musical taste, so I try to stay away from this because I like a lot of the songs I think you might have picked.
Yeah. Well, I kid Courtney about having shitty taste in music, but she also has really great taste in music, too. It's very odd.
You have great taste in shitty music.
I do. Well, it goes off. I'm all over the place with my music. But
I know. But wasn't Crowded House like your favorite band of all
Crowded
time?
House and Squeeze. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are my two favorite
But yet
bands.
She can throw and down. Kiss. She can throw down with like, I don't know what, Warrant and all those 80s
I can throw
bands.
Down with the 80s hair bands. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you did not pick the Crowded House song that has Black in the title because you don't like that song.
I didn't pick the Glenn Tilbrook one either because it's terrible.
Yeah, so.
But I love Glenn.
I like that because she's being honest. Like some people are just these blind fans that follow. It's all good. It's like, it's not all good.
Tate out of Tate.
Yeah.
It's probably my least favorite Crowded House song, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's crazy. Like when you said that, I was like, yeah, but it's okay. It's kind of like a filler song.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to remind, remind me to tell you about the time I saw Squeeze in England.
Oh my God. Okay. God, I would love that. Different set list.
And Murray will do a blog post so the listeners can read it.
I'll give it to Pat and he can flush it.
Kyle, you also picked songs with Black in the title today.
Yeah. We have time too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the day you choose to pick songs is when we have three hosts.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you can play some.
That's fine.
Because there might be a
Kyle's songs matter.
Crossover.
There might be a moment in the show when I have to go pick up my daughter and I'm just going to let you three wrap it up.
Okay.
That'll be like, and then people go, wow, my favorite episode is the one where Pat left early.
All right. Real quick, are you going to see Ghost? Sorry.
You going to go see
Ghost? When are they here?
Soon. I just saw the announcement.
Tonight?
The forum. No, Pill is playing tonight and I'm so pissed.
Who is?
Public Image Limited is playing at the Palladium tonight and I'm so pissed. I'm not going.
You said Pill. I was like, that threw me off.
P-I-L.
I know.
Okay.
Public Image
maybe.
Limited.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's the 16th, maybe.
All right.
Of November?
You're going to go with the Travis Boys and those guys, maybe?
You should try to get free tickets.
I just sold a kidney for my pre-sale Kiss Army pre-sale bullshit
$1,000 front row. I saw.
I'm not doing it.
How much did you spend for your tickets?
I spent like $350 for two tickets for San Diego because it's the only show I'm going to be able to go to with my husband, and it's one of two concerts he will actually go to with me.
Okay, so there's $175 each.
No, they weren't. They were less than that. It's the fees.
It's the fees.
The fees pushed it over $350,
That's
and then
crazy.
I had those bullshit $225 vouchers.
There's a Gene Simmons fee.
Yeah. Right. We have to pay for the blood and the fire.
And do you have good seats?
They're okay. They're not great. But I'm going to go see them in Omaha. I'm probably going to see them in Illinois. I'm going to go to a bunch of shows. And those will be on the road, so I'll be by myself. So I'll just walk up and buy a ticket at the box office. Yeah.
The band members should... Do you know the band members?
Not well, but I know people in the KISS world. I'll weasel my way in there.
Craig can't do anything?
Yeah.
Craig and I are going to go to some shows, but Craig's going to London. He's going to Australia. I'm not going to be able to swing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a ton.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away my secrets, but I'll get in there.
When you're back here, you can report on it for us.
I would love to do that because I'm probably going to go to like 4 or 5 shows. I'm already confirmed to go to 3. So
I like Tommy's new costume.
I do too.
I like that a lot.
It's also bulletproof.
He looks.
Is he Ace Frehley?
He's the spaceman.
I think Ace, not to make this about KISS, but really quickly, because the cruise is happening now and all my friends are posting about it. And Ace did a set, you know, and then Bruce had his band with Todd Kearns and Brent Fitz. And everyone is really thinking that Bruce and Ace are going to be part of the tour.
Everyone but Peter is going to be part of this.
Well, and Vinny. And they, because of the set list, it was very, like, kind of not surprising.
Okay.
The full, you know, but the stuff that Bruce did was super all deep cuts from, like, the years that he was in the band.
Yeah.
And then Ace did, like, all of his songs.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's kind of saying it seems like they're getting ready to put this together.
Cool. That would be great.
Yeah.
Cool. And Bruce was on the show too. 2 hours. You should listen to that. He was fantastic.
I love listening to Bruce.
Bruce is great.
He was in a band called the Good Rats.
Oh, really?
Back in the old East Coast band that used to hang with Twisted Sister.
Oh, how
fun.
Back in
the late 70s and 80s.
I didn't tune in for KISS Talk.
Sorry, you guys. I know.
That's when we get, we always get, comments or, you know, I tuned in to listen to songs about with Black in the title, and they talked about doing taxes.
Sorry.
You know, so stuff.
We just
like
need
that.
To have lunch and just like sit.
We'll do that.
And record it.
Okay.
Geek out.
I'm going to let you go first because you're a lady.
Oh, I'm going first?
No, I was talking to Murray.
Oh. Murray's prettier than me.
Thank you. I've been working out.
Courtney, what's your first Black song?
All right. My first one is Black and Blue by Van Halen.
I haven't heard that song in years.
That is that's not one of Sammy's better lyrical moments.
Oh God, it's the worst lyrics.
Bitch sure got the rhythm.
It is literally about having sex till you're sore.
Yeah.
That does not sound fun.
Oh, till you're black and blue?
Yeah,
yes.
slip and slide, push it in.
The harder the better, let's do it till we're black and blue.
Were those just like David Lee Roth lyrics laying around the studio and he just picked them up and sang them?
You know, sometimes Dave's a little more clever than Sammy, even though I do like Sammy. But that's not.
I remember one review, and it was the Sammy years where it's
from the OU812 album.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't that up against Eat 'Em and Smile, and that was there. Mm-hmm. But I remember maybe it was the review to that, or maybe what was the one after it that had the twins.
The next one was For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, the Fuck album.
Yeah, and then those lyrics are surprising to you. Okay.
Well, that has Right Now on it, and that's pretty. That's a pretty amazing song, in my opinion.
For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge is?
Yeah.
That is a good song. Yeah,
that's a lyrically, but the review that's a great song.
The review was like, there are only so many ways to say let's fuck, and they managed to say it on this whole album.
Yep. That's the beauty of Van Halen. All right. Good choice to get us off to a rousing, laughing good start.
Already better than Green songs.
Already better than Green songs.
Because
we almost couldn't even have fun with Green songs.
No, they're like, just depressing.
All right. Pass the knife so I can slit my wrist
totally.
Now.
It was green is what she was wearing when she died in the car accident.
And yet you wore a green shirt today.
It matches my eyes.
Right. What do you got for us?
Well, let's just keep it rocking. This band needs no introduction. They're my favorite band. This is off Songs of Experience, The Blackout.
Oh.
The band's U2.
U2.
All right.
When the lights go out, you throw yourself about in the darkness where you learn to see. Statues fall, democracy is flat on its back, Jack. We had it all, and what we had is not coming back, Zach.
I like that song. It's got a lot of their old...
yeah, I don't remember that song from
I think
this
it
album.
Might have been the first single.
I've never heard a U2 song where I feel like I need a glow stick. I mean, I feel like I'm in a nightclub with that song.
Yeah.
It's pretty like nightclub-y kind of sound.
Yeah, it kind of harkens back to a little bit of the pop era, and then it reminds me a lot of Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me off the Batman soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kyle. Mm-hmm. So it has a little a nice mixture of that.
But yeah, that sounds like the song that you that's in a movie when Billy Dee Williams and Sylvester Stallone go into the nightclub and they're looking for Rutger Hauer. That's what it sounds like, right, Kyle?
Yes.
All right, let's...
Nighthawks is great.
Nighthawks is a great movie. Wolfga! Wolfga! Then he turns around. He knows. And then he kills a girl. Doesn't he kill the girl he's with immediately?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's an actual movie?
Yeah, Nighthawks.
Yeah, Nighthawks.
Stallone has a beard in it. It looks great.
Yeah, he does look cool. His love interest is a bionic woman, Lindsay Wagner.
Oh, so it's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not recent.
I think Billy Dee Williams and Stallone and Rutger Hauer in a new movie?
Maybe.
Maybe at Redbox.
Maybe. No, you're thinking of Bruce Willis movies.
Yeah, oh, yes.
All right. I went with the flavor of the day, but I think they're great. Greta Van Fleet.
Okay, sure.
This is Black Smoke Rising. What do you think of that? You're not into these guys.
No.
All right.
I like their logo and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm not totally on board with them either.
It's almost like the lead singer said, you know what? I'm tired of sounding like Robert Plant on this one. I'm going to sound like Ann Wilson.
I was thinking the exact same thing. The cadence in his voice was so Ann Wilson.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Robert Plant or Ann Wilson.
No, right. There's nothing. But
Hart was a huge Zeppelin fan, huge influence.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. Yeah. And I had no idea the lead singer of Greta Van Fleet was 8.
He wears the same shirt as Murray as he's wearing right now.
I am kind of dressed like
it's very much like are you Bert or Ernie?
God, I have a hole in my sweater.
I just thought you were being rock and roll.
No, I have two. This always happens because I throw delicates in the dryer and I'm lazy.
But isn't it on,
oh,
when you
maybe
put on
it's
the hanger,
hanger
and it yeah.
Can you get one with like a felt?
You think you buy something at Kohl's, you think it's gonna last. Yeah. Jesus.
Kyle has a blog where he tells ladies how to hang their clothes.
Yeah, then they have the ones that have like the fabric on it.
Yes, I actually have those. That's why I'm surprised at this $30 sweater.
By the way, since Hart came up on the chair behind Murray, I just got in the mail yesterday 5 Roadcase Royale CDs. It's Nancy Wilson's new band. those came from her PR person, Chip. So I assume that the record with Nancy this Thursday is definitely happening.
Oh, sweet.
You're recording with Nancy?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Wow.
Not here. She won't come to my house, but she'll come to the office where you were before.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'm really excited.
Couldn't get her to come to your house? Creepy.
You don't want her to see this room.
It's upstairs.
No, she'd be like, and then I'd lock the door behind her. Kyle. And hang that thing up for her. Hang it up correctly. Kyle, what do you got? You got a song for us?
Yeah. So this is from Iron Maiden's latest album, The Book of Souls. This is The Red and the Black.
Of course.
This song's 13 minutes long.
Let's hear all of it. I love that song.
A little mellow for them, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. That guy singing had cancer in the mouth.
Oh, he did?
Then it kind of kicks in. It's 13 minutes, but there are lots of layers.
That's good.
Lots of layers.
Like, yeah.
I love that. What's his name? Nico Bane? Is that the drummer?
Nico McBain. Nico. It's actually Nico.
Nico McBain.
Nico McBain.
He's like this devout born-again Christian.
This is how he talks. I'm going to go golf and then plays a show.
It's how he prays.
Nico.
Really?
His drum set is so close to him. Like, it's like right here. Like, I'm serious. I've never seen a drummer sit closer to the drum set. It's like he's making love to it, Murray.
I couldn't tell you one Iron Maiden song. I think that's the most I've ever listened to them was just now.
Number of the Beast?
I liked 666? It. No, I can't. I don't know any.
Kyle, I'll text you what that's I was going to say about Nico McBain.
He's a devout Christian.
Yes, he's a devout Christian.
You know, let me finish.
What?
You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
I thought you were done.
No.
Yeah, your mouth closed for a second.
No.
Sorry, I thought you were done too.
She did too.
No, all right.
Sorry, so he's a devout Christian
It's over. The moment's over.
Oh, you had a joke and we stepped in.
Oh, did you have a joke?
No, I was just going to, he gets shit from all his church people for playing an Iron Maiden that's based their whole life around 666.
Well, it is the number of the beast.
It is, and that is Satan. And so he goes and sings about the number of the beast and then goes to church. I find it hilarious.
It is a human number. 666.
I bet they don't poo-poo the Iron Maiden check he puts in the collection.
As he tithes $1 million.
We don't want your Satan money. You know what? We'll take it.
Yeah, actually. You know what?
The Nico McBain wing of the church. You're up against...
There's a big Eddie on a cross.
That's all I know is Eddie. That's all I know. Is there a song about Eddie?
I don't think...
How
maybe he's
not?
A song about Eddie. You know that...
Their mascot.
It's just their mascot.
Are you a Dio fan?
Not really.
You know Dio's mascot. You know what his name is? The Black Devil in all the albums?
Uh-uh.
Murray.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd love to see Murray and Eddie in a fight.
Oh, now I might have to see if I can do that for my next album.
That would be cool. All right.
Murray Miss, as Murray.
Miss Courtney Cronin is up.
So the next one is Courtney Cronin.
Dolt.
Black Beehive by Big Head Todd and the Monsters from the album the same name.
Are you a Big Head Todd fan?
I like them. I just saw them in August, yeah. Walked away and the sun went down. Like singing that soul song till no one's around. Back to black was her kind of rhythm and blues. Fade out to black was her kind of rhythm and
Courtney, when you think we've heard enough, you can just point it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's I okay. put actual outs on the, just oh, from all the story producing I've done. I actually did
outs.
Like actual correct time codes. So, sorry.
Well, that was very nice of you.
Yes.
We like to point dismissively, like,
no.
Enough.
And after you've been doing this for a while, you'll notice in your iTunes, something will come up like, Pride in the Name of Love, (1:34).
Oh.
You'll go back and change them.
What is your what's your next one, Murr?
This is off. Thanks to Pat Francis, he gave me a collection of Jethro Tull albums. Wow. And the later ones, too.
The later ones, yeah.
From like The Wood up. And I didn't have any of those except Crest of a Knave. And they're fantastic.
Yeah, this is a good album.
This is off the album A. It came out in 1980. And this is Black Sunday.
Tomorrow is the one day I will change for Monday. With freezing rains melting and no trains running, and sad eyes passing in windows flimsy, and my seat rocking, legs not quite matching, got passport, credit cards, a plane that I'm catching. Black Sunday falls one day too soon.
These are so good.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
They're maybe a little more shiny because we're getting into the 80s, yeah. A little more polished, but they're still hard rock, hard flute. Yeah, I said hard flute.
Still taking rest.
Check out that album cover, Kyle, for that Jethro
Tull
album.
Constantly through the song, sing, rock, pause.
See, there's an A out in the distance.
Yeah, that's all right.
I like that album cover. Eddie Jobson's there.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know how, I think we might have talked about this, but you know how Ian Anderson made millions and millions of dollars?
No, tell me.
Salmon farming.
Wow, is that true?
He's a huge salmon farm up in Scotland. Is that where all the salmon is?
God,
Scotland,
so Ireland? Many musicians I like do how salmon
looked,
farming.
You looked
like,
really?
No, I'm kidding. No. I don't know.
Be like,
it's like, oh, salmon farming, big deal. Like, who hasn't?
I think it's going to be like the Finn brothers. Or
there's no,
no, they're tuna. You're right. I forgot.
Ian Abramson.
Tuna farming.
Ian Anderson.
Oh. Ian Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the most successful salmon farm before Mercury poisoning.
I like how you looked at Kyle as if he knew. You're like,
that's my other blog, Salmon Farms.
Salmon farming.
I might combine them, salmon farming and hanging up ladies' clothing.
Salmon farm and lady closets. What's it say?
Yeah, it's Scottish Islands.
Scottish Islands.
Yeah. Big salmon area, Mary. Mm-hmm. Mary?
Murray.
You're not Mary.
I'm Murray.
Your wife's Mary.
Call me Dold.
Murray.
Let me see my list
Dold.
So I can pick.
You didn't. Why don't you have your sheet printed out?
Huh? Well, I can see. I just knew that I could see my list from here, so I don't need my computer either. No, yeah, let's go with this. This is this was on the American Hustle soundtrack from 2013. I'm pretty sure it's not on any other album. This is Electric Light Orchestra, Long Black Road.
Oh.
Ooh.
They used to tell me, boy, you ain't going nowhere. With your cheap guitar and your big long hair. You gotta realize all your responsibility is. You gotta get out to work and face reality.
See, even black can make a band like ELO heavy. Yeah.
Well, I don't hear any string instruments on that song either.
If they would have done a Green song, it would have been just like him and a violin.
No, I know.
I like what they did to his voice.
It's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pick out that as an ELO song.
No.
They're coming back around also.
They are.
In 2019. I missed them. I'd like to see them again.
I missed it too. Yeah. I wanted to go.
You saw it, didn't you?
I did.
Did you like it?
It was, there's zero spontaneity in that show.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And they, I mean, it sounds great.
Sure.
I think they missed some, opportunities with some of the projection screens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of, I just thought it was kind of.
Maybe revamped
note
it.
For note.
Maybe you got wind of your
I mean,
notes.
I'm so glad I went and I had a blast and I was with great people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just wanted a little bit more. Wasn't bad. I just.
It definitely does. I mean, there's so many instruments and stuff. It doesn't really seem like, oh, you know what? We're going to call an audible tonight.
Well, that's true, too. I have to realize that, too. But the backing band was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The singers and the.
Does he still have that one guitar player who looks like a teacher?
I think
he
does.
Looks like he could be your science teacher. Yeah,
there's no other original ELO members in the band, just Jeff.
What happened to the piano player that was playing with
Richard
him?
Tandy? I think he might not be feeling up to
he
touring.
He's up there, man.
Yeah.
He is old.
Yeah. So, all right, we're back to, we're Kyle, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This is from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. This is called Black Sheep. It is by Metric. It was written for the
movie.
Yeah.
The world to end. Now that the truth
I don't think they say black sheep in it.
Now, you have another song in your list where they don't say black in the title.
But we'll get to really that like that one.
Yeah, I like that too.
That's Metric.
That's cool. I've never heard that band before.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I didn't mean to sound as dismissively as it came.
Jesus, Kyle.
Yeah.
Is your microphone hot or are you just hot in my phone?
Maybe both.
A little distorted.
Yeah.
How's that?
Better.
Why don't you turn it all the way down?
Courtney, what do you got for us?
I had to put my favorite band in here, and this is a good song, Black Coffee in Bed by Squeeze.
Just in case.
With her friends.
With lips full of passion. Coffee in bed.
Good.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
The hoo-hoo?
No. Oh, that's the end when they go into black coffee.
Yeah, they don't say black coffee till the very end.
But I like the backup vocals where they go black.
Coffee.
Where should people start with black. Squeeze? If you would recommend one album, what album would you recommend?
Oh, that is such a hard question for me.
Hourglass?
Cool for Cats?
I like Squeeze from a Stranger. Yeah, I would just get singles if you've never listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
The singles 45s and under, because this is on that, and Tempted, and Annie Get Your Gun.
Yeah,
and,
Pulling Muscles.
Pulling Muscles, Another Note for My Heart. Like, all cool those songs are on it. Cool
it's
for
a
Cats.
Great, it's a great best of.
It
if
is.
You're going to go best
it
of.
It is, but it I really like is. Argy Bargy, mm-hmm. Sweets from a Stranger, and my favorite Squeeze album is Play.
What year did that come out?
It's like 91, I think.
That's the one with Hourglass on it, right?
No, that's Babylon and On. And that's 87, right. Okay. I think, or 86. But that's a good album, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I honestly like all of them, really, except for, I think I pretty much like all of them.
Now, we're it's Glenn Tilbrook and Chris
Difford.
Were they all both on all of them, or was there one where just Glenn did
There's
one?
There's one with just Glenn. It's called Domino.
Right. Is this mine or yours?
And that's yours. Right. And that one came out.
What are you talking about?
You never heard
microphone?
No, he says, is that mine or yours? And I'm like, oh, that's very.
Oh, the WADA. yeah. But Domino's got some good songs on it. Glenn Tilbrook hates that album.
Yeah.
I take it back. I'm sorry. Chris is on the album, but he didn't tour with Domino.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
All right.
My bad. So, God, no, there isn't. There's even a different in Tilbrook album with the two of them.
Right. That wasn't Squeeze, right?
Yeah. No, but they sometimes play a couple songs from that in concert. They have like 20. I mean, I can't pick
That's
one.
Your favorite, like That's your number one.
I guess Play is probably my favorite. That's right. The easy answer.
I'd like to see them because it was like a specialty show when I saw them, so it was all hits top to bottom.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see them when they played some deep stuff.
That's what they do when they come here, though.
They play
the entire singles album.
Oh,
they play
really?
The whole thing, except they switch out like one or two songs, but they usually always start with Take Me, I'm Yours.
Mm-hmm.
And they switch out like If I Didn't Love You and Slap and Tickle. Like
mm-hmm.
They'll kind of switch those two out. But pretty much they play the whole album and then they'll play like one deep cut, which makes people like me's heads explode. And then, which I love. And then they'll do like maybe one or two. Like when they did Coachella, they did like two,
mm-hmm.
which was cool. Actually, they did like three. So anyway, don't ask me about Squeeze. It's very annoying.
Okay.
I'm very annoying when
I
it comes
hate
to Squeeze.
My favorite band.
Let me ask you a question, though, about the band.
No,
Squeeze.
It's I love them so much that I can't. People are like, what's your favorite song? I'm like, I don't know. I really don't have a favorite song with Squeeze. I mean, I guess it's Can't Hold On.
Let's try that with you, Murray. What's your favorite U2 song?
Don't get me started.
Right. Can you pick one?
Let me just take the fun out of this.
Yeah.
You can't pick one?
No, I can't pick one.
All right.
I mean, I'll go in waves. Okay. I can give you a bunch that I love.
No, I don't want that.
But you know what shows up a lot? Bad.
Bad?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
That's a lot.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Hang on. Am I 25 top played? Oh, that's weird. What came up was Loving You Tonight, which is Paul Carrack does lead vocals on that, and that's on Some Fantastic Place.
They do have a lot of albums.
I like Paul Carrack's career.
So
jumps
do
around
I.
And jumps around from different bands.
I
and
like
then just
everything he's done.
Plays keyboards with Roger Waters,
yep.
And then he'll front Squeeze for a little bit.
Mike and the Mechanics.
Do some Ace.
Yep. All right. What do you got? What's your song? Your black song.
My black song is off music from Big Pink by The Band. Ah. This is Long Black Veil. I almost brought Johnny Cash's version, but I went with this. Everybody you hear on that vocal, except one, is dead.
Really?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Levon's gone. Richard Manuel is gone. Rick Danko's gone. Pretty much it just leaves Robbie Robertson and the Horgan player. I can't remember his name right now.
Garth Hudson.
Garth Hudson, thanks. When I was recovering after, I haven't seen you since surgery.
I know. That's. Oh, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure like what to say. Like, you look different. No more barf art.
You're like one of my last road stories before I went in surgery, I think.
We were.
Yeah.
Me and Alicia, yeah.
But when I was recovering, I couldn't be left alone for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So my first outing was Mike Siegel and I went to this little, it's called the Heritage Museum in Santa Monica, and it had this rock exhibit that's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they say, but it's still there.
Photos, right?
It's just all photos.
Cool.
But it was all just like three different bands, and one of them was The Band. And they has one of the rare pictures of the full band on stage where you could see everybody's face.
Cool.
Because
That's cool.
They're so multi-instrumented, you could never get a full shot of the band.
Uh-huh.
One guy did.
There's six of them and they all play.
Finally did it.
And so that's might be the only one in existence.
At one point he just yelled, "Hey guys, over here."
Yeah, I don't know if anybody ever did that before.
They all looked. Guys, look up for a second.
Yo, over here.
That's what I gave my dad for Christmas 1 year was the last waltz.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he loved it.
Fantastic. What a great concert.
Neil Diamond's in that.
Yeah, everybody's in that.
Everybody is in that.
Anson Williams. No, I'm kidding.
Anson Williams is not in that.
It's just my favorite rants.
What was his song that he sang?
I don't know.
Did he sing the heart song that they did with the... That's later on after Richie left.
Sean Cassidy responded to one of my tweets the other day. Because he responded...
He did?
He responded to a Todd Rundgren tweet. And then I responded to both of them because Todd Rundgren produced Sean Cassidy's last studio album, and I said it would be great if Sean would come on Rock Solid and talk about the point in your life when you were a music artist. I forget what I said, and he responded, "Will there be swag?" And I said, "Well, yes."
Sean Cassidy said that.
Yeah.
Like what's he want? Like a
solid pen.
Give him a rusty cow CD. I'll give him a whole bunch of stuff.
Anything off the wall.
Anything off the wall, Sean.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna see if I'm gonna try to reach out to
someone. Get him a rock solid half shirt.
Because I would love to.
Rock solid halter top. Spangly.
I have rock solid Spanx.
Kyle, could you tell her how to hang those up?
Yeah.
am I gonna call an audible? I'm gonna play something. Let's move number 11 up to the 3 slot. This is what's the most divisive Kiss album? What do you think?
Oh God,
it's that one with the door knocker on the front, right?
Oh my God,
you mean Knockers?
No, the songs from the
that's
Elder.
The Aerosmith
from
one.
The Elder.
Oh, right. I get those confused.
Is this from the Elder?
I'm gonna play a song from the Elder.
I didn't know there was a song in the Elder with the word
Mr. Really? Blackwell.
Oh my God.
Let's hear it.
I never said I was more than I am. Do what I want, I don't give a damn. You're all so weak, you know it makes me ill.
I think it sounds great.
This is why I only know 2 songs from this album.
You cheat in life and wonder why you can't sleep at night. You're not well, a Mr. Blackwell, and we can tell you're not
I like that song.
Kyle looks like he's in pain.
Kyle, what do you think of that song? Album?
It's rough. That's a rough song.
It's
who
okay.
produced that album?
Bob Ezrin.
You figure like Bob Ezrin would have been like, hey, Paul, I think we might want to.
That's Gene.
Well, it's Gene anyway.
Gene, step it up a little bit.
Unless he said, hey, Paul, do you think you'd like to sing this song instead of Gene?
I was like, get going. I like the fuzz on Gene's bass, though.
Yeah, I like the. Woo.
I've never made it through this whole record. I just know I and The Oath.
Those are great songs.
They are. Those are good songs, but I've never heard Mr. Blackwell.
Well, now you have. Mm-hmm. Now you can sleep soundly at night.
I feel better about life.
Kyle.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Let me.
It's weird to keep the order. We're going boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird order.
We'll go. This is a song by the White Stripes. This is called Black Math.
They don't say black in the song. Mm-mm. That's okay. It's always weird to me when a song doesn't have the title of the song in the lyrics.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like every Mike Nesmith song.
Yeah.
None of his songs have the the title in the song.
No. So weird. Mm-hmm. Circle Sky?
That one does. Hang on. Good call. That one does.
Do you have
pretty much
pocket
all of
for
them
this conversation?
Don't. Like Good Clean Fun, Papa Jean's Blues.
Joanne?
I Don't Think You Know Me is in there. Joanne's in there. I'm talking about with the Monkees.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just being a smartass.
That's all right. You're like, what about Joanne? What about Circle Sky?
Yeah.
I like when they say the title of the movie in the movie. I get really excited.
It's like we're Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes. What is this? Some sort of Star Wars?
I think there's a poltergeist in the TV.
I love it.
I think there's a poltergeist too.
Look at that shark's jaws. Whose turn? Courtney's.
Mine.
Courtney's turn.
Okay, this song is called Blue on Black by Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band.
Oh, what's this called?
Blue on Black, you know it.
I know the song, yeah, I didn't know the name of it.
Sometimes it's just the perfect part to fade down. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, oh, that's when we fade it down.
That's why I put the time codes.
Yeah. Amen, sister.
Look at me.
That's why I put him that way. I don't know anything about
Somebody
him.
Somebody likes to get along with the editors.
I've been in their shoes. So, but I don't know anything about this guy or anything. I just liked this song when it was on the radio. And come on, girls listening, how sexy is his voice?
He looks like a cute dude on the album cover, too.
He's a
too.
Cute dude, but that voice is hot.
Gotta
that
be honest,
sexy.
He made 4 cents today, too, because I bought that song on iTunes.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Yeah, it is a good tune.
I kind of put him up there with, like, Big Head Todd and, like, the String Cheese incident, like, that whole kind of era in the 90s right there.
What are you looking up Kenny Wayne Shepherd for?
I just wanted to see what he was doing now.
Deep Voice Dudes. What's the Deep Voice Dude movement?
Yeah, still recording.
Well, that's
good. He's supposed to be a great guitar player. Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah. Isn't he? Or no, are you thinking of Derek Trucks?
No. Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I believe so, yeah.
But wasn't he like super young?
Yeah, he was like 16 or something like that.
Yeah, when he started. He's 41 now.
No, I'm thinking of Silverchair.
Oh.
He was young though when
he was supposed to be really young.
Nope, it was Circle Sky. I'm going to hell for that one.
Go to my list.
It's Murray's turn.
Or Murray's. Let him have a turn, I guess.
Thank you. Oh, I'm excited. What was the name of yours? You just played
Blue on Black.
Okay. Well, this is Black and White. One of my favorite albums of last year, Who Built the Moon by Noel Gallagher and his High Flying Birds. When There's a cool series on Netflix now. I think it's called Sessions.
Uh-huh.
And I've only seen Noel Gallagher's, mm-hmm. but it's... I assume they're all based this way. He just plays an acoustic concert for a small room.
That's cool.
And then they interview him in the studio. And so you'll just go back from interviews to songs to interviews to songs.
Are you sure that's just not a Noel Gallagher concert?
It could be. Come to think of it, it was at the Forum when I saw it.
That's better than anything that's on the Liam album from last year. I did not care for that album.
I didn't care for it either. My friend Sess. Sess, who gave us a ride home from Chicago.
Yeah.
She loves the Liam album.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I tried. I really did try. Listen to the whole thing.
I got to say, High Flying Birds is a great band. You got to check out that.
I want to listen to this now. That sounds great. Yeah, like, I really liked that.
Cool. Kyle, I'm going to let you go next. That way I'll get the order will be clockwise then. I won't be confused.
Okay. Nobody can tell.
I know, but I'm confused, and my confusion's coming out.
Now
you're
going to fuck him up. Listen.
Who's next?
Wait a second. It's supposed to be Courtney now. Kyle's playing some shitty song.
Kyle's going to play a song.
This is from the Django Unchained soundtrack.
Ooh.
Because we don't play enough hip-hop, so this has some hip-hop. This is Rick Ross, 100 Black Coffins.
All right.
I need 100 black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay their ass in. I need 100 black with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black coffins. Black coffins. Black coffins. I need 100 black coffins. Black
coffins.
Oh, Lord.
Mason sends the N-word pretty soon, so write that down.
That is an intense
good
idea.
That is pretty intense. I love that somebody in the reviews on iTunes wrote, "We play too much hip-hop."
Someone said that
might be the first hip hop song we played since insane. Tribe Called Quest Best Of last year.
Why does that guy have to drink so much black coffee?
Yeah.
He drinks 100 of them?
Yeah. Stay awake.
I thought it was 100 black dolphins.
I would love to see a black dolphin. I think you're thinking of a whale, though.
Like an
whales
orca?
Are black.
Yeah. Oh, I get those confused.
All right. Whose turn is it?
I'm not going to contribute
to you.
This bit.
I'm kidding. I know it's mine.
This
because
is terrible.
It's a terrible bit.
I'm disappointed in both of you. Yeah. You're very funny people.
Disappointed in myself.
Courtney, get used to it.
All right. I will follow up Mr. Blackwell with some Beatles. It's also my daughter Rita's one of her favorite Beatles songs. This is from the White Album. It's in mono.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Nice.
It is
so
fantastic.
Beautiful.
It is so
Beatles.
How do you bring that into a session and then go, all right, that's on the album. Anyone else got anything? Like, how about we say number 9 over and over again? Like we're at a deli. All right.
Listen, it's probably a bad time to bring up Bungalow Bill. But
I like my song about the Rocky Raccoon.
I love the percussion there. It's just his foot tapping next to a microphone.
Yeah, he's the best drummer in the Beatles.
Noticed that, the foot tapping.
Yeah, when you that little click. It's not a click track. It's just his foot tapping.
I never knew that. The things you learn.
Mm-hmm. The way George Martin could mic a foot was amazing. He was really good. Good producer.
He's the fifth Beatle.
He's the fifth Beatle.
It's his bread and butter. We got so quiet when that played. Did you notice that?
We were respectful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, rock and peace, Paul McCartney.
Not yet.
Didn't he die in that car crash and then they replaced him?
That's right. Paul's dead. I thought Paul was dead.
Since 1969, right?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you remember
feel free to jump in, Courtney.
He was in the same car with everyone from the band, apparently.
Remember the miniseries, the Beatles Chronicles? What was it? It had the album set with it. It was out in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm blanking
on it.
The anthology. They played the first time Paul ever played Yesterday
in concert.
And it's just dead quiet through the whole thing, and then he ends, and then there's a beat of silence, and then everybody just goes everybody just loses their mind.
That is excellent.
A lot of the bands I go to, if the audience is quiet because there's only 12 people.
Oh, you're at a Noel Gallagher show.
It's you, Pat, and who?
Earl Skakel. It's pretty much just me and Earl.
Okay.
Is it me?
Yes.
Who was that?
It's you.
Okay, let's go super obvious, but it's Black Dog, but it's the heart version because Ann Wilson just destroys
And this is live.
This is live.
Is this Ann Wilson or Greta Van Fleet?
Sorry. Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Child, when you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting. Hey, baby, when you walk that way, want your honey drip, can't keep away.
So great.
How good is she?
She's great. I saw Hart one night. When I saw Hart, I was close to the stage.
Oh.
And they were either, when they do some of the 80s songs now, they're really good because they like strip them down a little bit. I mean, I like them then, but and it was either Alone or What About Love, and she was going for one of the notes, and Nancy was looking at her like, "Are you gonna get it?" And she didn't.
It's probably Alone because that one's like really hard to sing.
And she gave Nancy a look like, I didn't get it. It was just, you could just see it between the two of them.
That's my
favorite.
Her
not getting a note, her not getting a note is better than any singer on the wall.
Right. And who can cover Black Dog and it's awesome? Like not a lot of people. That's a really hard song to sing.
Yeah. Like if Led Zeppelin got together and said, Robert doesn't want to tour, but Ann's going to tour, everyone would be like, okay, I'll go.
Or... And hear
That'll
me
be
out.
Okay.
Okay. Who?
Lead singer of Greta Van Fleet.
he's too young.
He has a bedtime.
Joke. Yeah, he's.
How did I not see that coming?
You missed his good joke.
Oh. I said he has a bedtime.
Yeah.
He's too. All right, young. 9 o'clock. I gotta go to bed.
He's too young to get a work visa. We're gonna have to start the show at 5.
He can't afford his chaperone.
Murray, you're up. What's up?
Is it I?
It is you, Murray. Murray.
All right. This I can't stand this band.
Is this show better than The Green Show?
Oh, by far. Courtney's here, first of all.
I believe it is.
Courtney makes everything better.
Here's a band I hate.
Here's a band I hate.
I already know which one you're picking, I'm pretty sure.
But I love this album. The Bends is a great album by Radiohead.
Kyle picked it.
Oh, okay. And this is Black Star.
Oh,
I hate Radiohead, but I love this album.
What are we coming to?
Goose egg on that, Courtney?
That song got me. That kicked in.
Mm-hmm. I'll sing to the Bends and see what you think.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't care.
I'll listen to
I don't
it.
Give a rat's ass about them after the Bends.
I just never got into them.
Yeah, me neither. Now, again, if you've never seen the lead singer from Radiohead before, his name's Tom York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need to look for a sketch from Saturday Night Live. It's when it's when Martin Short and Harry Shearer are the synchronized swimmers.
Yeah.
And Martin Short in that sketch looks exactly like Tom York.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, he does.
You know, the only time I like loved a Radiohead song was at the Tears for Fears concert when they did Creep and the whole place sang it. That was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, wait, were you at the Forum?
Yeah. I was at Staples.
Oh, no, that's all right. I was there too.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was good.
Who opened for who?
It was Tears for Fears, then Hall & Oates.
Then Hall & Oates couldn't.
It was the flip-flop tour. I enjoyed the Hall & Oates. I enjoyed the Hall and the Oates.
I went, I'm kind of connected to Roland a little bit, so I was backstage after their set.
Oh, okay.
And when I came back, Hall & Oates were playing like some obscure...
Is It a Star with John Oates singing? That was the best part of the show.
Really? I was you're Hall & Oates, buddy. You got it. Let's get a little man eater action here.
Why don't you
fucking play Private Eyes and buy a new car? Nobody wants to hear a B-side.
John's the one that
I thought it was the best part of the show.
Yeah, John's the one that throws an oddball song in there from time to time. Like they were doing Las Vegas Turnaround for the longest time.
That's not as obscure as that
he
one song.
He has a wonderful voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
When we saw him, they did Las Vegas Turnaround, and then everything else was top tens.
Yeah.
Top 40s at least.
Maneater's an awful song, though.
I hate that song.
That song needs to go away.
Yeah.
That song only comes out at night.
It's their worst song.
Eats might be the worst song.
One of the worst songs, yeah.
Would you rather hear We Built This City or Man Eater?
We Built This City.
I'd rather hear We Built This City.
I would too.
And I don't mind Man Eater.
I don't mind We Built This City.
We Built This City is the best worst song ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People hate that song, but it's great.
I like and people hate that song. I love it.
What, Mbop?
No, the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's
beautiful.
And it tickles my lips to do that. Yeah.
Don't do it at karaoke.
Okay. What's up, Kyle?
Pat's sporting a beard.
Yeah. I've just been bored.
Okay. I'm sporting my mustache. That's why I have my hand over. I realized I forgot to do my lady grooming, and I just have my hand over my.
Is this how you do?
I just have this one hair.
Holes in your sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache.
One hair.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sitting like this, because I'm just like, Murray's going to see the hair. He's going to point it out. He's going to say something.
Do you want to go to the bathroom and tug it?
And just pluck it out. Do you have pliers?
Oh, Lord.
Pliers? You mean tweezers?
No, I mean pliers.
All right. We're certainly not going to look at your lady
now you're
hair.
All going to notice it now.
Who's up? Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
It's Kyle.
This is a band called Sonic Syndicate.
Hold on. I just looked at Courtney's and I'm going to throw up.
All right. Me and my big mouth. I'll just do this.
Me and my big whisker.
This is a band called Sonic Syndicate. They somehow I don't know if they changed singers or everyone left but one person. And I think this is like their last album with this configuration. And everyone hates it, but I love this album. And this isn't a great song, but I love it. It's called Black and Blue.
You're really selling
it. Yeah, go,
it's
buddy.
Another Black and Blue.
Sounds like something you'd like.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Nickelbacky.
It's like a good. Heavy Bad City.
That's good. Yeah.
A little Nickelbacky.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I thought.
That's good.
Definitely sounds like something Pat would
like
be into.
'90s arena rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are they called? 2010.
Sonic Syndicate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the only album that sounds like this. The other ones are closer to Cannibal Corpse, like just like screaming.
I like this.
Yeah, I do too.
That is the one I like. Go to my list, please.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's
my list. Let me see what I got. Oh, this is a friend of the show, Jesse Mallon. He was in the band D-Generation. Now he's solo, and this is from a great album called Glitter in the Gutter, and this is a song called Black Haired Girl. Thoughts on that, anyone?
I love it. I like Jesse Mallon now.
Yeah.
I've never heard him. I liked it.
He's cool.
I saw him do an acoustic set a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What was the
band?
With them
for a little bit.
He was with D-Generation. They're more punk.
Yeah, out of New York.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His stuff's more like that, or maybe sounds a little like Springsteen
sometimes. Yeah, he's a little tight with Springsteen. Isn't he tight with Springsteen?
Yeah, they did a song together.
By the way, I've heard another Springsteen song. How many fucking Marys has this guy met? It seems like every other song there's a Mary in the title.
There's even a song called Mary's Place.
I know. And I heard another Mary's Place song I never heard before, and goddamn Mary's in that song too.
Sounds like you want to know how many, like a number.
Like how many
songs I have with Mary in the
guess,
title?
Bruce, how many songs do you think Mary had in the title? How many times? How many, just mention Mary. How many do you
How many times have I just mentioned Mary? Let me think now. I gotta get, count a little bit. Count in my head.
Someone probably knows.
Two. Okay, I'm good. Okay, I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The number of songs that got Mary in named in my songs are exactly one, two, hey, ho.
God, this gets fucking longer and longer.
Yep.
Is this a recurring
bit? It's a running bit.
Perfect. People.
I've never heard you do that. That's
Courtney, funny. People love it.
People are, I'm a fan now.
Let me tell you something. People love running bits. They love Paul Stanley when he counts.
I love that.
64, 65, 66.
How many people out there like Pat Francis's bits?
Yeah. I might even count up to 69. Whoa! How's Paul going to do vocally on this end of the riff?
He sounds good on the cruise. Right. Word is, he's sounding good.
Because last year, I thought Paul's voice was at the end of the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Laughlin show, Crazy Nights, was like, it was crazy scary. Like,
yeah, that's rough.
He goes,
that's a hard song
his kids
to say.
His kids go to my buddy's school. His kids go to my buddy's kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Barrett.
Yeah.
Okay, he was just on the show telling the story last week.
Gregor's.
Gregor's. And he's listing off all the rock stars that go to this school.
I'm sure they like that.
Gregor.
So crazy people know where their kids go to school.
Greg's a rock star.
Yeah.
So apparently Paul Stanley just walks into school every day like he's walking on stage.
Stop it.
Just gallivanting through the hallway.
Let me tell you something. I want to pick up my daughter. She's in sixth grade.
Makeup.
Makeup high heels.
You mind if I work the bake sale?
How many of my kids have lunch money?
Oh, you need to get her out. She's still in class. Do you know what class she would be in?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say science.
Oh, no. I don't know. I thought you had the...
No,
I,
no.
I thought you had
I was trying to set you up for science or philosophy.
Courtney, what's your next
social studies?
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Political.
Wow, I'm a little slow today.
Political science. I packed
it's a very advanced school. It's a very advanced school.
I packed asparagus in her lunch.
This next song is by the Smithereens.
Yes, good band.
The Smithereens. It's called Deep Black.
The pride of New Jersey, the Smithereens, man.
I love me some power poppy poppy.
Absolutely. They're great.
Rock in peace, Pat. How do you say his name?
D'Annunzio.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, that as much as the Rock Hall, I had problems with it this past year, Jersey was represented all over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pat was in the memorandum. D'Annunzio's in the memorandum. Mm-hmm. Southside Johnny got name checked like five times.
Yep.
Was the boss got checked.
Yep.
Was he there? He might have been there.
I don't think he was there.
And then that shithole band Bon Jovi was
How
there.
How dare you?
With the world's longest induction speech.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
John, should you be inducted? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you have some...
No, not John's speech. I meant Howard Stern's.
Oh.
Yeah.
John's was long too, but they cut it.
John's was... Yeah, it was long. But he's, you know, he's John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Giovi.
Doesn't belong in it. Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Bon Giovanni. His brother managed the Comedy Store for a while.
Matt Bon Jovi?
Were you there for that? At the store? Courtney, are you still with us?
I really did just disappear for a moment.
Are you right?
I did leave us, and I apologize.
Get her off the ceiling. I'm looking. We're sitting a foot from face to face.
I can't believe I just did that. No, I wasn't at the store then. Who was it?
Matt Bon Giovanni.
I didn't know him.
Was it Matt?
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I don't remember that.
What's your next song, Mary?
Not Bon Jovi.
I don't think they have any songs with black in it.
That would make them good. Oh, I'm excited about this. This is one of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, boy.
This is from Richard Thompson.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Called 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Let's play this a little long because I want you to hear this, how much of a phenomenal guitar player he is.
Sounds like he's on hee-haw.
Puss is red molly. To James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. A
And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride.
You like a good story song.
Yeah.
This is great. This is, he falls in love with this girl. They ride around on his Vincent Black Lightning. He tells her that he's an outlaw and she falls in love with him anyway. They get separated. He gets shot down and goes rush to the hospital. She comes to the hospital and he gives him the keys to the Black Lightning and he dies. Sorry, that's spoiler hilarious. Alert.
And then she gets pulled over because it's full of cocaine.
And then she goes to jail. And
she ends up serving her entire life in prison.
And that's the B side.
Her kids go to get in the system and then their life's ruined too.
Yeah.
I saw Richard Thompson. I've seen him a few times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he he came out. He wrote one of Tim Finn's biggest songs, which is called Persuasion.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he, it's kind of a weird story, but at Largo, I go see Neil Finn whenever he's at Largo. And he did a thing where he sang with Tim on Skype. I don't know if this was the same night. They all blend together because I've ended literally 100. And Richard just happened to be there and he came out and he literally just got off the golf course.
Oh, really?
Wow. He had his shorts and flip flops and like his golf shirt on and he came out and sang Persuasion.
Oh, that's very cool.
It was
cool.
Awesome.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
All right. We all see a lot of shows. I want to ask a quick question. What's a bucket list show? Someone you've never seen that you need to see. Is there anyone? Courtney?
Yes. I had never seen Cheap Trick and I just saw them for the first time this year. And that was my bucket list show because I hadn't seen them, but I finally did.
Okay.
And Rick was sick and he had to keep leaving the stage. And his guitar tech, who was amazing, this guy who just passed away, I guess. He just passed away and he was playing everything off to the side of the stage. And then Robin's son came out and played with him also, which actually they sounded great together.
Oh, that's good.
And, but yeah, so that was it. I'd have to think about it for a second. Right. Come back to me.
I honestly don't know.
Really? You've seen everyone.
I was trying to think. Like, I love the Kings of Leon. I've never all seen right. him. I don't care.
I don't have a.
I think I know
what Kyle's is.
Either Maiden or Cooper. Alice Cooper.
Oh, okay. Mm. Good.
Why? Who do you think?
I was going to say Maiden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. Man.
Cooper's easier to see than Maiden because they don't come around that much.
I just saw Cooper for the first time this year too, and it's one of the best.
And he was
I've
sick, and
seen.
He had to keep leaving the stage.
No, it was one of the best shows ever.
He died right there on stage.
His guitar tech hung himself.
No. Rick came out at the end. He came out at the end to throw out the picks. And
picks and blow chunks on everyone. And
I know he looked sick
and
too.
Like, no one would touch those picks.
That's what I did. I went like I didn't want any. Normally I would have gotten some for friends, but I didn't want to touch them.
Forget it, Rick.
I don't want the flu.
What's up with you, Kyle? You got a song for us?
Yeah, this is the last one I have. This is
thank God.
This is from Rise Against's second album.
Rise Against.
Yes.
That's a band you love.
I love this band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. This is like a more punky album. It's called Black Masks and Gasoline. And they say I don't think we'll hear the title in the
clip.
Is this
the lead singer, the transgender lead singer?
Nope. That is Against Me.
Okay, sorry. You can see how you get those.
Sure.
They're Against.
That's all.
A lot going on.
It's an aggressive snare.
I thought I was cool until you played that song. I had to rip my earphones off. I'm like, I'm old.
Aggressive snare.
I just thought of something.
That's the name of
aggressive
our band.
Snare.
Aggressive
yeah.
snare.
I just thought of something. If you pluck that whisker out, could give it away as a prize. Would anyone be maybe for charity? Maybe we could auction
raise some money.
Auction off for charity for Music Cares.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep it all in the business of music.
Now, a lot of that money will go to shipping because it's going to
it's gigantic. It's
going
to be in a box with some packing.
Yeah.
All right.
Or just in a long poster tube.
Oh, right. Oh, like Mr. Brady.
Yes, exactly.
Over at Kings Island.
Oh, don't lose the plans. Certainly give the most important fucking plans of your life to your kid to get on a coaster with, you dumbass.
That's probably Magic Mountain, right? Where they shot that, not Kings Island? I thought it was Kings Island.
Probably Magic Mountain. They probably called it something else, though.
Right. Wally World.
Cindy, hang on to these. This is your dad's career depends on it.
Cindy's the worst.
Oh, Cindy.
She sucked.
She sucks. Cindy is the worst. She's the worst Brady.
She had that lisp.
Yeah. Oh, she's actually my favorite.
I was gonna say, where's the Paul Stanley?
All right, move the last song up to right under what I just played. There you go. All right, I love Lover Boy. I do. And this is from an album from 2007.
The sign Get Lucky on the album.
I know, that's great. This is from an album called Just Getting Started. I think it's their best album, and it came out in 2007. You're going to hate it, Murray.
I was going to say, nobody's going to argue.
I don't know that anyone here is going to like it, really. It's the lyrics are super cheesy, but I love it. This song is called Fade to Black.
Tear down the sand. No need for the whole facade. The show is over now. I feel like I'm dead. Cause I'm living. It's all on me for sure. Cause every damn mistake that I ever made is lying on the cutting room floor. Too late for sorry, end of story. She's not coming back. Fade to black. Fade to black. Close the curtains, now it's certain she ain't coming back. Fade to black.
I love that song.
I thought it'd be a lot worse.
I did too. I think
I called you a couple years ago on SiriusXM. They played a Rick Springfield.
Hello. Hi. Murray, you had a stroke. Now you had open heart surgery this year and a stroke
and
today.
A stroke just now.
Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield and Loverboy. I guess they did a show together.
Okay.
And Loverboy blew Springfield off the stage.
Really?
They were fantastic. I couldn't believe it.
They're still good.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm okay.
Sorry. Everyone's having a stroke.
Yeah. It's just getting warm.
I can turn the air back on.
It's 91 degrees in Calabasas.
It is a little hot. Sorry.
Was that you? Who's next? We'll play something while
I don't know. That was kind of fun. It was poppy. It had a nice chorus. Right,
it wasn't bad.
No.
I'm glad you liked it.
Did the fa-fa-fa fade.
Who's singing?
That was unnecessary, though. The fa-fa-fa.
What song?
The fa-fa-fa for Fade to Black. That was unnecessary.
You know, what are you going to do? It's better than Paul McCartney going, fa you.
I just want to forget you.
I like that because they you think they're going to say something and they don't.
They do. The Paul first time I heard it, I thought they were going to say,
amen.
Forge your signature.
The song on Revenge called Spit.
I love Spit.
Don't mean spit to me.
Don't mean spit to me.
I always think that originally it was probably called Shit.
Probably.
Don't mean shit to me. That bitch bends over. Oh, that's Domino.
That's Domino.
Did you ever hear the radio edit of that?
What does he say?
He just says, girl bends over. Forget my name.
Oh, okay.
It's like so like not even good.
Not even trying.
Kyle and I are going to have a sandwich while you guys talk about this.
Courtney's up.
Okay. It's like watching a movie on United Airlines. You know how they dub over the swear words on United, right. But
they
not American?
They don't do that anymore.
They do. I just watched Three Billboards and I don't know what it was about. Because
wait, what was that?
The movie Three Billboards.
I meant?
United, flying back from London. Okay. Yeah.
My favorite TV overdub of all time. It's in the Blues Brothers when Elwood picks Jake up at prison, and he has a different car, and he's asking what happened to the car, and Elwood's making up a lie, and then Jake goes, you're bullshitting me. You're bullshitting me.
Mm-hmm.
And on TV, he goes, you bamboozled me.
No, yeah. No.
It's not even the same voice. It's literally like, you bamboozled me.
All right.
Isn't the classic The Exorcist?
What is it?
What is it?
Your mother sucks cocks in hell, mm-hmm. but your mother sews socks in hell?
No.
Wow.
My mother sews socks in hell.
Everyone's mom sews socks in hell.
Okay, here's the best one I ever heard was
I could be
Breakfast
wrong.
Club.
That could have been on Saturday Night Live. Sorry.
That could be right. Yeah. That could be right because this was Breakfast Club and it was on TV. And, you know, where he says, do you want to see a picture of a guy with elephantitis of the nuts? You know that line?
Yeah.
So the dubbing was done poorly. So it was like, hey, Claire, do you want to see a picture of a guy with elephantitis of the butt? Like that. Like it was like he swallowed and then screamed the word
butt.
That's
not even a line that you have to bleep out.
No. You know what's weird is they bleep out in Blazing Saddles, they bleep out Lily von Stupp.
Wow.
Who says crazy. Jews don't run the media?
It's crazy. What do you got for us?
I'm going hacky here. Let's do Black Velvet by the lovely Canadian Alana Miles.
All right.
If you please.
If you please. Baby on a shoulder. The sun
is setting like molasses in the sky. Is she still alive? I think she might not be.
No, she is.
Oh, you're thinking of
everything. She didn't die. Always wanting more. Laura Branigan died.
That's right. Kyle looked it up.
You know, whether you like the song or not, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, you don't go wrong with that bass line. Like,
no, it's nice.
You got that bass line, you're going to have a hit.
Mm-hmm.
This is like one of the most popular karaoke songs, which I've never heard anyone do well ever. Never. It's so much harder to sing than people think.
Yeah.
You just think, oh, I know that song. I know all the words because it's one of those songs everybody knows.
Right.
It's just like in your back pocket.
Are you a karaoke person?
I love karaoke.
What's your go-to?
I sing The Warrior.
Yeah. Patti Smythe kissed me on the cheek when I was 8.
Bang, bang.
Probably about 12.
Yeah.
I just got her autograph. She played the Canyon Club.
Oh, yeah. She's terrific. Great.
I'm bummed I couldn't go to that, man.
And she was funny on stage, too. And a lot of times, I don't think rockers are funny.
Well, you'd have to be if you're married to John McEnroe.
Yeah, and he was there. She goes, my husband's out there somewhere. He's wearing a stupid baseball hat. And I turned around and he was like right there. He's like, hey.
He's wearing a tennis racket. You invited me to go. I can't remember why I couldn't go, but I'm bummed I wanted to go.
Ooh, I would have gone to that.
Oh, I know. You were having surgery.
Oh, all right. Heart surgery. Forgot.
What's your next song?
I haven't brought it up in 10 minutes.
It's your go-to for the rest
Absolutely.
Of your life.
I got a fucking scar on my chest.
Yeah, for the next 2 years of your life.
First time I went surfing after surgery.
Yeah,
I'm getting dressed in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
I take off my shirt, and some stranger walks by and goes, "Whoa, did you have heart surgery?" Like, what?
No, I just drew this on for today.
Yeah, dumb surfer
tattoo.
Whoa!
All right, I picked this because Pat hates this band, and I want him to like them.
I might not hate them.
And this is the band Wilco.
Oh,
and this is Pot Kettle Black.
Mm. I know this song.
Crazy loves rockets. Who has a magic wand? Empty out your pocket.
I know.
Was it that a song? Myself have found real revel in myself. I am hoping for real revel of myself.
That's a good rock doc. Wilco, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, based off this album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, where they record the album, they give it to Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers rejects it, so they give it back. So they paid for the recording of this album, and then they sold it to somebody else, and then Jay Farrar died.
Wow.
It's good.
Wow.
Spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, he comes back.
He comes back from the dead.
From the dead.
Yeah. Risen.
Cool. All right. I love it.
Sometimes Wilco and Guster... I get them confused.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, I like both.
Sure.
But that sound sounds a little Gustery to me. But
Guster's got some good songs.
They
do. I don't listen to them hardly at all.
They do. That's Boston band.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. Courtney Cotton Dold is from Boston.
From Boston. I know some Boston things.
Here's my next song. That's not a Boston accent, but it's just something I thought I would talk like this for a second. All right. A lot of people don't know that there is a sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's called Shock Treatment.
It's not a sequel.
It's a sideways.
It's like a. It's just this. I mean, really.
Well, it's got Brad and Janet are in it.
It's the solo of
Brad and Janet.
Oh,
are in
that's
it,
right.
But not the actors that played them in Rocky Horror.
Right.
Two different actors play Brad and
that's
Janet.
That's right. It is Brad and Janet. Yeah. I forgot.
And then Richard O'Brien and the actress that played Magenta, they're in it, but they don't play. They don't play Magenta and.
No,
he's
like
riff-raff.
The crazy psychiatrist or whatever.
Yeah, that's weird. But I have a song from
it. He's the one who wrote it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a song from it. This is Richard O'Brien is singing this. Richard O'Brien, also the voice of the dad on Phineas and Ferb, just so you know.
Oh, I just did a show for their production company.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Wonder if he was there. I probably would have been.
You would have noticed.
Been the guy with the hump and the hump.
Yeah, really like dark around the eyes, long blonde hair.
That guy.
This song is called. I didn't pick this song because it's.
I didn't
good.
Recognize him. He was doing the Madison.
I just picked this song for something different. This is that's funny. This is called Little Black Dress.
LBD.
Ever since I was a little boy, dressing up has always been my greatest joy. But when it's time to be discreet, there's one thing you just can't beat. And it's a strapless, backless, classical little black dress. Well, first you go rip, rip, rip. Then you go snip, snip, snip. Then you whip it a zip, zip, zip. I split it up to the hip, hip, hip. And you strip, strip, strip. Shiver and quiver for that soft caress as you slip, slip, slip into that little black dress.
I just imagine them going like, we got it. We got the new time warp.
Yep. I know. They just changed the words to the time warp in every song on that.
No, the Shock Treatment song is good. The title song. I think it's good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, is it Shock? Why am I forgetting? I'm like really forgetful today. Is it Shock Treatment?
Who are you?
I know. I'm forgetting things today. It's the hair. It's sucking out my brain cells.
What's your next song? Maybe it'll help you get through.
Okay, my next song is March of the Black Queen by Queen.
I think they do. Look up the lyrics, Kyle.
Plus, okay. I think this album is weird. It's kind of like their version of The Elder.
Yeah, this is the, now I agree with you. And I just we just did an episode about the Bohemian Rhapsody, and this is the Queen album I never listened to. I listened
it's
to
so
it.
So weird.
I listened to it this week, and I liked it a little bit better, but it's still bottom of my list.
I listened to it because of this song, and I love a good rock opera. I do, and so I figured, all right, I'll just give it a listen. And nothing's better than Shaming of the True, Kevin Gilbert's rock opera. That do you know this?
I do not.
I'm gonna give it to you because it's insane. They put it together after he died.
Is Little Black Dress on that?
It is Little Black Dress.
Oh, snip, snip, snap!
Yeah,
we should have a bad lyric episode.
She never dots her eyes.
We're having it today.
Thanks to Courtney.
All right.
What's your song?
This is Beck off of Aguero, Black Tambourine. My baby run to me. She lives in broken down buildings. Can't pay the rent again. These spider webs are my home now. And when the sun's down, we'll shake around in our bodies to keep it warm at night. My tambourine is still shaking. There's that bass line again, Courtney. It's kind of that same.
I like it. Black tambourine.
Oh. Black tambourine.
I know I say this every time Beck is played on here, which is probably me playing.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to see the Austin City Limits with Beck, it's fantastic. And he opens with this song, and it's just live. That's just an ass shaker, man.
I have tons of Beck music now because when I go to Goodwill, there's always Beck CDs there for a buck.
So. Yeah, that makes sense. He had this weird...
it's right next to the Dianetics books.
He had this weird...
Oh, I have those too.
...contract where he could put out like... Odelay and stuff like that, but he could also put out his own kind of just country acoustic stuff on his own. So there's probably a lot of people like, oh, I love Odelay. Oh, and then they hear One Foot in the Grave. They're like, boo, you know, so
all right.
I can see how that could happen.
Okay, here's what's going to happen, guys. I'm going to play one more song and then I'm going to go pick my daughter up and you three are going to continue.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Right. Or we can end it right now. But what do you guys want to do?
I got to set at 7. At the improv.
How long have we been going?
About like an hour 20.
Okay, let's. I'll play one more song.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you send an Uber?
She would never get in one.
Really?
Oh, she would be petrified. She'd be like, no, I don't think so.
Let's send Kyle. We don't really need
him. All right. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to play. I'll play one. Courtney will play one. You'll play one. And okay. then we'll figure out what our play-out song. Well, I can leave and you can keep going. You just told me you can. You're crazy.
It's only five, Mary. It's you're not going to take you. Do you have to go home?
I got to go home and change.
Why? What's wrong with what you're wearing?
I'm dressed like Bobby Hill.
No, yeah. You're not.
Well, I got red
shorts
on.
I just saw your shorts. Yeah, you can't go on stage like that.
If Spider-Man's there, he's going to want to fight you when you're wearing your Sandman shirt.
Okay, nerd.
All right, I'm going to old man it up here with some Steely Dan. This is from Katie Lied. Let's hear a little Black Friday.
I knew you were going
to
bring that.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone had to bring this one.
It's good, though.
It is good. So, Kyle, you're 29.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 11 years, you'll be asking to borrow all my Steely Dan CDs.
Sounds good.
Yep. 40 years old is when you just go, oh, I love it. I love Steely Dan all of a sudden.
That's I like Steely Dan in high school.
Well, you were a little bit hipper than some of the other kids.
Yeah, I was getting so much tail listening to Steely Dan.
You're a hey, you want to come over and listen to Steely Dan? Mm-hmm.
You know that
Josie comes home.
You know Steely Dan. Jazz rock fusion.
If you're into it, I'll tell you what a Steely Dan really is.
Oh, yes.
The was the woodshop teacher like, hey Murray, I hear you like Steely Dan.
Maybe after school we make dildos on the lathe.
Sure, Mr. Sampson.
Sorry, I said dildos in front of Courtney.
I said tail.
Oh my God, it's fine.
What's your next song?
You've got a trucker, man.
I can't believe we're stopping because I would never have played March of the Black Queen if I knew we were.
We don't have to stop. I can go and you guys can finish.
No, Murray's got a set and I'm sweating.
I can go till 5.
All right. So let's
go to 5:10.
All right. So quickly, Black Diamond, Kiss, but the Alive version.
Yeah. Okay. We got it.
And we're skipping Paul's part.
Woohoo!
We're going to skip it.
I just wanted to sing Black Whisker.
Oh my God. Woo! I'm never going to live this down.
Black Whisker. No, you will live it down. It'll only be in this episode that it'll live forever.
I do like a 2-minute bit about this when I'm doing a long set.
Do you really?
I really do. I take the straw and do the whole I'm on the road bit. Here I am with my straw as a hair.
I love Black Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the plumbing company, Mike Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see their trucks, I sing out loud to myself, woohoo! Mike Diamond.
Why didn't they get that for the theme song?
I don't know why
the
they
commercial.
Didn't. All right, Courtney and Murray.
Actually, we have to go because I forgot I have to shoot that thing.
Okay.
Oh,
so yep. we have to wrap it up.
Yeah,
we're wrapping it up.
Can I play mine?
Yeah. Why don't you do the playout song?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Let's promote.
All right.
We are at Rock Solid Show. I'm at Pat_Francis. Kyle is at Kyle.SomeFunny. Go to RockSolidPodcast.com for all things Rock Solid, all the episodes, T-shirts, Patreon page. Courtney, where can we find you?
Court Crow at Twitter and Big Black Whisker at Instagram.
I wish it was. Change it to that. Murray, where can we find you?
At Murray V on Twitter, Murray V Comedy on Instagram, Murray Blair Comedy on Facebook, and I'm on the road all of November, Pacific Northwest. Oh, and just announced All Things Comedy.
Jesus.
The All Things Comedy Christmas Show and Toy Drive.
Oh, good.
At the Ice House in Pasadena. I cannot reveal the lineup right now, but if you are within driving distance.
What's the date?
December 14th. It's a Friday night.
I'm going to come to that.
It's $5 with a gift wrap toy, an unwrapped toy. If not, it's $25 at the door.
Okay.
So $5 with a toy. And it's, I'll just tell you, Bill Burr started All Things Comedy.
Yeah.
It's a good jumping off point of kind of who's going to be there that night.
Al Madrigal, maybe.
Burt Kreischer, maybe.
Mm.
Who else?
Maybe
Tom Segura, maybe. Right. Jen Kirkman, maybe.
There you go.
Me, definitely.
Aaron Foley,
maybe.
Oh, I love Aaron Foley. So
fantastic. Yeah. She's great. Yeah. She so
awesome. All right, good. Okay. And that's for absolutely. A good cause.
And it's for a good cause. Going for
and I
got to
tell you, you bring a yo-yo for a buck. You get in for $6.
Seriously. Absolutely.
You know, paddle ball, some toy that kids don't use anymore. Rubik's Cube.
What about
probably
stick in a hoop?
Stick in a hoop.
As long as it's still wrapped.
A can.
As long as it's not open.
You can kick that can.
Yeah, an unopened can.
An unopened can.
What's the playout song, Murray?
The
do
playout
it up.
Song is, and I just watched a thing on Netflix called, I don't remember the name of it, but it's Richard Nixon, about Richard Nixon asking Johnny Cash to play the White House.
Okay.
So he could get in good with the country people.
Yeah.
And he wanted him to play all these horrible country songs like Cadillac, which is about a guy on welfare, but he drives a Cadillac.
Oh, boy.
And he didn't. He didn't play that shit. But it's a really good documentary. But so I went down a rabbit hole of Johnny Cash last night, and I think I've played The Man in Black before, but it's so still sadly appropriate that I think we should play it as our playout.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Murray.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
And we'll see you all again.
And okay. We should all skip Back in Black because it was too obvious. How did we do that?
I think that's the number one Black song.
Though. I do too. It's on mine, but we, you know.
Bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. Living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness. Charity, why you think he's talking straight?